Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Luke Burbank has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Kerry O'Connor has 3. Charlie Pierce has 2.
Well, Charlie, you're in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. For the second time, President Bush vetoed a bill that would allow federal funding for blank research.
Stem cell research.
Yes, 9 firefighters died battling a blaze in blank.
South Carolina.
In Charleston, yes. Democrats in the House of Representatives alleged that the Republican National Committee failed to save thousands of emails sent by staffers at the blank.
White House.
Yes. World War II veterans criticized Japan's decision to rechristen the island blank with its pre-war name.
Iwo Jima.
Exactly. It's now Iwo To. ABC News apologized for accidentally illustrating their story of the D.C. man suing his dry cleaner for millions of dollars with a picture of blank.
Pants.
No. Disgraced former mayor Marion Barry. The White House reportedly is pushing for outgoing Prime Minister blank to be named a special Mideast envoy.
Tony Blair.
Yes. NBC has agreed to pay as much as $1 million to ensure that blank's first post-jail interview is on the Today Show.
Paris Hilton.
Yes. Obviously unaware credit card thieves tried unsuccessfully to steal blank's identity.
Wolfman Jack.
Almost. Herman Munsters. An internet security company intercepted messages from a thief selling the credit card information for one Herman Munster of 1313 Mockingbird Lane, with a birth date very close to the original air date of the show, The Munsters. A company spokesman said that the overseas thief probably had no idea that he was selling the identity of a freakishly tall green Frankenstein's monster lookalike. Police immediately tapped Sergeant Joe Friday and sent him in car 54 to head up the investigation. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had a good round, Peter. He had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Charlie has taken the lead.
All right, then. Kerry, you're in second place. You're up next. Fill in the blank. The prosecutor who pursued false charges against lacrosse players at blank was disbarred.
Duke.
Yes. The White House denied an AP report that President Bush was close to a decision to close down blank.
Guantanamo Bay.
Right. A computer glitch forced blank airlines to shut down for 2 hours on Wednesday.
United.
Yes. Speaking to a gathering of liberal activists this week, blank got fewer boos than last year.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes. Then they heard about the song. Australian customs officials found more than a dozen snakes and lizards smuggled inside blanks.
People's pants.
No, garden gnomes. Angry that Britain had knighted him, an Iranian group has placed a new bounty on blank's head.
The author.
Yes, the author.
The author guy.
The author guy.
Nice man,
his name is.
Salman Rushdie.
Salman Rushdie, right. Now that Bob Barker has retired, blank has put in her bid to host The Price is Right.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, because it was keeping him awake, a German teenager in the intensive care ward blanked.
Turned off the machines on the person next to him.
Exactly right. Frederick Molnar was recovering from a car crash and really needed his sleep, but 76-year-old Herman Berghoff insisted on using that lousy, noisy breathing machine. Said a hospital spokesman, he told us that the noise was getting on his nerves and he thought this was the best way to make sure he got peace and quiet. Nurses quickly plugged poor Mr. Berghoff back in. Carl, how did Kerry do in our quiz?
Kerry had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 17 points, and Kerry has taken the lead.
Carl, how many does Luke need to win?
7 correct answers.
7. Can you do it?
No.
All right. Well, now that we know that, should we even bother?
I don't know. Let's go get a beer.
Okay. No, we have to do it. Rules require it. Here we go. This is for the game, fill in the blank. The government in Egypt announced it was organizing a summit to try to end the fighting in the blank territories.
West Bank.
Yeah, Palestinian territories, yes. New York Yankees slugger Jason Giambi agreed to meet with the committee investigating the use of blank in baseball.
Steroids.
Right. Vice President Cheney's office reportedly claimed it is not an entity of the blank and therefore not subject to rules about classified documents.
Government?
Well, specifically they said they're not an entity of the executive branch. Weirdly enough. Now that he has turned 25, blank will gain access to the inheritance left him by Princess Diana.
The older one.
Whose name is?
Prince William.
Right. Mitt Romney's campaign has rolled out a blank on its webpage that walks onto the homepage to point out helpful features.
A cartoon dog?
No, it's just a little thumb-sized Romney named Mini Mitt. Although it has yet to be released, Apple announced that it was upgrading the new blank.
iPhone.
Right. Joey the Clown Lombardo and Frank Calabresi Sr. among five defendants in Chicago's biggest blank trial in years.
Mob.
Yes. Russian authorities unveiled a high-tech crime-fighting RoboCop this week, but only hours after its debut, it blanked.
Crashed.
No, got caught in the rain and short-circuited. The new Russian RoboCop was the latest in crime-fighting technology, with four wheels for super mobility and video cameras and sensors to relay pictures and data to police across the country. It was not, unfortunately, water-resistant. On its first day in the job, RoboCop got caught in a rainstorm, short-circuited, and shut down. Russian criminals took note and are reportedly arming themselves with loaded water balloons. Carl, did Luke do well enough to win?
Luke needed at least seven to win, but Luke had just five correct answers. So
oh, no.
With 17 points, Kerry O'Connor is this week's champion.
Well done.